I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Just use one of Mickey's hankies there to wipe it up.
Look at this.
He's just got constant leakages. That's why he carries his own hankies. Anyway, here's the intro.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man. Your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Yeah. This is the second podcast recorded today. It'll probably be the first one uploaded. There will be a bonus podcast from today with Mickey Bartlett. In other information, I'm going to tell you about gigs now. I'm going to tell you them quickly because most people skip through the first bit. They hear the intro, you know what I'm saying, Maureen? And then they've carried on to the main podcast. But no, I'm going to make you listen to all this shit. Lavery's is tomorrow. Mickey Bartlett's headlining. We were supposed to be in Portugal, but we're going to be at it too. We'll get into that later, okay?
Yeah,
if I have enough fucking energy left. Of bile to spit. Lavers is tomorrow. Glasgow show is on the 24th of October. It is sold out. Not a fucking ticket in Glasgow, you cunt. You can't get one, okay? It's sold out. Here's what we're going to do. It's going to be doors at 8, show at half 8. We're going to do a quick turnaround of like 45 minutes each, and then we're going to add a second show. So hopefully by the time you hear this, there'll be a second show added at half 10. If you want to go for a bunch of drinks and then, you know, head on in there at like fucking 10 o'clock for a half 10 start, and then we'll be done about 12 or shortly after. So that's being added. Two shows in Glasgow. The Ulster Hall is sold out.
No fucking ticket left in the fucking country.
There isn't any tickets left for that. It's sold out. There's no need for the bad Glasgow accent. It's sold out. I don't even know if I can get friends and family. I don't even have a family. No, I'm joking. I don't know if I can get people stuff. But here, big announcement. The Limelight have released information that there's going to be a show the next day. I booked another show because as soon as I announced that the Ulster Hall was sold out, every bastard was on to me like, "Aye, but can we get the secret tickets?" And I was like, I told you months ago, there are no secret tickets. They sell out and then they're fucking gone. I get a guest list of 10 people, and from the last time I looked at the fucking stats, there's 4 comps given away. So I'm like, who the fuck are they? The bit is like, you know, Sandra's son likes by the blender. Give me a fucking back, Sandra, you bitch. Pay for them. You can't. So the next... You can't pay for... You know, no, right. So the next day, we're doing a show in the Limelight, which is seats 450. So definitely, definitely buy one of those tickets the second they go on sale. Because I don't know what's happening these days, but I can't keep my hands on them.
Mm-hmm. But they aren't on sale yet till tomorrow?
Yeah, if you're listening to this Wednesday the 18th, 9 a.m. Ticketmaster, they'll be on sale. That'll be a fun, fun, fun gig. And that's it. That's all I really wanted to talk about up top. If you buy tickets, send me a picture of it. I'll send you a message back or something. Send me a snap at Colin Jettis. Let's get really into this podcast, Maureen. We'll sort of start at the end and work forward. We're supposed to be in Portugal right now. I thought I would be recording this from Portugal. Portuguese for Portugal. But...
Yeah, we thought we'd be really smug right now.
Smug, like, how was that hurricane while I'm over here brining my chestnuts? You know what I'm saying? No?
nuts on your chest or your nuts chest.
Let's not talk about what your sexual preferences are on a podcast.
Yeah.
Nuts on my chest.
I thought we'd be doing this, like sipping wine on a balcony.
I made a Barry the Blender sort of Hurricane Ophelia video. Ophelia? You feel me? Ophelia, bro? I thought I could make that beside a pool somewhere in Portugal and it would be hilarious. But we went to the airport, did the whole thing, got a coffee, got in there.
Watching planes take off.
Saw planes take off, a bit wibbly. But and then we got to the gate and they were letting people down the stairs to board the plane. And then all of a sudden it was like, stop. The flight to Palma was cancelled.
Well, first of all, they said, oh, okay, come back up from the stairs. We're not sure of the flight path anymore.
Yeah.
So we just thought, I have to wait for 10 minutes because they're rerouting us or something. And then, the one next to us got cancelled, didn't it? And then we were like, well, there's no chance we're not going to get cancelled.
Yeah, the girl was just like, it didn't even get a Tano announcement. She was like, yous are going to be the same as the Palma flight.
Yeah, yous will be the same. Oh, thanks.
But you know what? Like, there's... People are definitely like sheep, kind of like they hang about and they're like, but what if this happens? You know, whereas I'm very much like, of course it's not flying, let's go immediately.
Yeah.
Of course not. Like, I feel silly even sitting here looking out the murky window. So anyway, we just fucking went home. And
because everyone queued up for this, the customer service thing or whatever, if you wanted to get your flight rearranged the next day, which was no good to us. Like,
no, because
we'd already missed 2 days.
Well, we're going on a short trip and it was going to be a 2 day trip to Portugal.
It wasn't worth it.
I feel like we should definitely do something else though. Like we should go somewhere, like just a fancy spa, you know.
See,
get a hand job and a fucking rock pull.
I know, because you said that on the way we were driving.
Do you want a seaweed hand job? Sorry.
You were like, let's just go somewhere now. Let's go to, you know, wherever, like all these down south places. And I was like, Colin, the point is no one should be outside right now. Like, we have to just go home. And of course we had no food in our house. We had to like now we have to go and try and put things back in our house again.
I know. And you, but you feel invincible. You feel like, oh, sure, it's only wind. Like, what's going to happen? But then, obviously, everyone else feels that way. And they're like, yeah, sure, I'm only nipping around to Deirdre's house here in the Ford Focus. And then a tree falls on you. Like, that's no joke. Like, people think, like, there's definitely, I have a different thing where I'm like, sure, it's only a piece of wood. But, like, you know, if I took a big branch and hit you in the head with it, it would be a fraction of the force that it would hit you in the head with if wind blew it off. Like, people don't... It's almost like you need something to happen to you for you to have respect for it. See all them cunts jumping in the sea, you know, in Galway? Die? Like, you deserve to die?
But why is it that so many people need something bad to happen before they can learn a lesson? You know, why
That's kind of how you learn your whole life.
I know, but it's not so... What a stupid way, like, humans learn things.
Because you have to associate it with danger. It's like...
I know.
Reason you feel... You know, it's like, why make a body that feels pain? You know, make one that doesn't feel pain. But then...
It's because you have to know it's dangerous.
You have to know it's... You can't put your hand on, like, a fucking hot plate and let it... Because it would cook, and then you'd have to cut it off. If you couldn't feel it, it would literally cook. So you have to go like, ah.
You have to eat your own hand?
Yeah. Which would be my dream. If I could eat myself skinny, I'd be fucking loving it. As a guy who's been part of a... Being part of a weight loss fucking competition for 2 weeks now and has lost nothing. But you know what I mean? Hasn't paid any attention to it whatsoever. Yeah. At worst, if anything. No, I definitely haven't eaten worse. And I said to you earlier, the giveaway is the fact that I haven't been to my usual takeaway spots.
That's true.
Not takeaway, but like places where you can buy cooked food.
Hot food and stuff.
Hot food places. Yeah, I haven't really been in any of those. I mean, my worst day, bar Friday, which was a drinking day, was probably yesterday. And it wasn't crazy.
But I feel like everyone ate bad yesterday with being shut indoors all day. You feel like you want to be just like load up with food, don't you?
Let me tell you something. Someone asked a question on Snapchat, but she did it via talking video. So it's not a verbal question, but she's like, tell me how you make your chicken stew. So I'm going to explain how I made it.
Prefix for anyone who doesn't know, you made a chicken stew.
Yeah. No, well, you see, we came home from our cancelled flight and I'd been up all night because subconscious. Here's how your mind works. I was worried about flying because I don't really like flying. But then I knew like if the flight went ahead, it would be ropey as fuck. And then I also knew there's a good chance it would be cancelled. So I didn't sleep at all after me and your dad drank a lot of whiskey. But it wasn't hungover, so that's the way to drink, I found out. Drink whiskey and ice. So by the time we got home, I was fucking knackered. And we slept, like, you could feel that hurricane thing picking up. And we slept from about 1 o'clock to about fucking 6.
No, well, it was about to 4 o'clock.
We slept right through it all. And woke up and it was like...
I think I only woke up because my dad had texted, been like, is your electric off? And I was like, I think so. I was like, we don't even have any lights on. We're like, we've been asleep for like 3 hours. But it was.
So then we're like, we're going to make food. Went to Tesco's. And I was like, let me make something wintery. And I made a chicken stew. Best thing. That might be one of the in top three of best things I've ever made.
It was so yum.
And you don't like it. But even you were like, that's nice.
I do like it, but I think stews are more like beef things.
No.
Sometimes chickeny stews are a bit like watery or something. I don't know.
That was more. Tell me that wasn't beaut.
Oh no, so nice. That's what I'm saying. Beaut. It was really good.
If you wanted me to make it creamy, you would have been like, that's too many calories. You'd have had to put butter and flour
on
it.
But that's what I mean. That's why I associate like creamy, chickeny. Yeah.
It was fucking gorgeous.
Mashy things.
It was fucking gorgeous.
It was super good.
So here's what you had, right? 2 full leeks, onion. Keep your knickers on, right? Full packet of bacon chopped up. What else shit was in it?
That green shit.
Potatoes.
That you weren't sure what
some stuff was. It was just called like...
leafy green.
What was it called? Like winter greens. It was like a big floppy cabbage.
You know what that is? Some farmer's like, what in the fuck is this? Yeah. And they're like, I don't know.
He goes back and checks the box of seeds. Like, I thought these were lettuce. And he's like, nah, it's just leather green.
What if it was like... carrots, but the orange bit didn't grow. Like, I'll just put that in a packet.
Well, it's so funny because, like, you know, all carrots you want to be like the Bugs Bunny, like long, pointy orange one. And then there's all sorts of carrots. There's purple carrots, why are purple carrots not available? And they grow a lot. I was in Sainsbury's, but the only time they can sell them is like now, like sort of Halloween, and they're like, look at these witch's fingers. I'd well rather eat a purple carrot. Sounds like some sort of gay offering. Suck my purple carrot. But you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What am I talking about?
I don't know. I'm on a tangent with carrots now.
A lot of coffee.
Just like what's in your
stew? Had a full night's sleep last night, so I'm on fire. First time in 9 years. Good times for me.
Anyway, what else in your stew, if anyone wants to know?
Stock. And chicken tits. And three potatoes. And just cooked it all down. And carrots.
Something carrots.
Carrots. It was lovely. It was fucking lovely, wasn't it?
It was very nice.
Cook it down. Had a ciabatta. Buttered it. I don't know, but I've got a half a hang on right now.
All of this is done pretty much just in torchlight.
By gaslight. It was so romantic. And we sat and had a romantic candlelit dinner, but also your dad was asleep on a couch. It was fun though, a bit of crack. You know, there is a bit of excitement. They're being like, oh, let's try and prepare for this storm that's coming in for 3 hours and it'll be away. And then
it's obviously storms aren't ideal, or the electricity being out, but
hold on,
there's
this
something
is not,
exciting
is
about
this our
it.
Oil man,
is it?
Yep, get in, sir. Class. We're gonna have to pause for a minute, are we?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, what are you recording and fucking?
As far as I remember, oil isn't free, so I might have to go out and pay him too. Shit.
Back in a minute. We're back. The oil man has been. Oil tank is filled with some hot juice.
Heat for all.
Heat for all. Keep the heat on all day so that your feet don't feel like two dead Dover soles.
These are the kind of exciting things we do now, isn't it? Buy oil.
Yeah. Do you want to go on holiday? No. Let's lose all our money on a holiday, stay at home and buy heating oil. For the winter, top. Yep, for the winter. Chicken soup and chicken stew for the winter. As you well know, DFAT bastardization is well underway. I feel like we really got the most of it out of that first week, you know?
He's only lost 3 pounds.
Huh? What'd you say?
He's only lost 3 pounds, look.
And not impressed? GSP? I'm not impressed with your performance. Not impressed? What if I lost another 3 this week?
He's going to lose his 3 pounds tomorrow? By tomorrow?
Yeah.
How are you going to do that?
Gym.
You've had a full ciabatta, basically, with stew.
What do you mean a full ciabatta? 2 slices, isn't it, ciabatta? Right. What? Anyway, Maureen thinks carbs put on weight. But here, yeah, it's been a bad week. Aaron started his new job and everything. So I don't know how much weight he's lost. I mean, we need to. I'm gonna go to the gym tonight and fire up some. Fire up another wager. There needs to be like a wager. And do you remember I said to you the loser should do stand-up naked and in Lavery's, and you were like, nah, it'd be weird for the audience. I think that's the sort of thing it's going to take for people to be really serious.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I feel like I'm trying to make this a nice fair competition. We should be cheating. Do you know what I mean? Like, we should be like...
cheating?
like, secretly getting a trainer. Secretly getting, like, a nutrition plan.
I love how you're like, secretly? I should really be secretly... taking care of myself. Haha, I tricked you all.
Yeah, I know. But
you can do this at any time, you know.
I know.
Here's the key, guys. The secret isn't going to be.
What'd you say? Here's a cake? You got cake? You've got cake? I want another coffee. I've had 16 coffees today. This is the end. Ring, ding, ding.
Stop singing that, because I can't stop singing that either.
My bell end.
It's quite an ominous song.
If you want to go onto my Godzilla YouTube and watch the last Vietnam vlog, or all four for that matter, that song is featured quite heavily in the last one. We showed it to your parents the other day, and your dad was like, why do they send, why is there that BBC program Getaways instead of just sending news around to make vlogs? You know, he's right. Joe, he's Lindsay, right. That's it, you're out of a job.
Me and Colin will go,
me and Maureen will go and sleep
if
in,
we make it there,
shit hotel rooms.
Yep.
So speaking of the workouts, right? Me and I put on this documentary the other day called The Fittest Man on Earth, which I thought was a documentary about me, but it's not. It's like, because I was like, how could they even film that secretly? But it's not. It's about the world, the World CrossFit Games.
Just someone sneaking around your door as you're putting your pants on, be like, this is the fittest man in the world.
The fittest man who this morning just in a comical way ripped out of yet another pair of boxers. Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? It's some of the older boxers, right? Which I've worn to, like...
Are you going
to
go on some sort of boxers rant right now?
Yeah. They're the ones that have maybe worn to jiu-jitsu and someone's got a handful of your pants and ripped them a wee bit. And you maybe don't notice, but there's like a little tear at the back or something like that. Like if you've got like half a wedgie going on. And then you go to pull your pants up, pre-wash, and your feet are a wee bit damp and they catch. And there's a bit more of a rip. And then once you can basically fit about two fingers through it, that's time for me to rip it off dramatically. So I'll burst in a room and go, happy birthday, and just rip them off over my head.
Not also before making full swimsuits with it.
Yeah, I'll pull the waistband over one shoulder so that it's like a one shoulder leotard type thing, like a circus weightlifter would use, and then I put the other one up, like a Borat sort of, very nice. And by this stage I'm literally lacerating my bag. It's so tight. And then I rip them all off, you know? And then I do a full cartwheel exposing the anus, and then that's it.
The morning has begun.
The morning has begun. As Maureen always said, the morning has begun. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, we put on this documentary, The Fittest Man in the World, and we started watching that, and it's a documentary about CrossFit, which I always thought, I don't know what I thought about it. I thought it was always just a bit of a meathead bullshit, like, way to sort of try and work out, but was kind of bullshit, if that,
like,
makes sense.
Kelly Potter's, I do sports, I don't want to be the best at exercising, yeah. Kind of an idea. I thought it was
it was like, you know, the people do those like kipping fucking chin-ups where they like thrust the air and it throws them up in the air. And I always thought, like, yeah, that's just someone saying like, oh, I did 400 fucking chin-ups whenever you couldn't do like 10 regular slow pull-ups, says the guy who can barely pull his pants up without ripping them. But
go on.
So, but I watched it, and how addicted to that are we now? I could watch that documentary every day for the rest of my fucking life. It was so exciting.
And it was so good.
And I will be keeping an eye out for like when is the next CrossFit Games,
so we can watch it.
I will fucking watch that shit live. The heats and all,
and they're all good looking.
They're all great personalities.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Very good looking. About as hot as a girl can be with the neck thicker than mine.
Yeah, because the girls are like obviously big and muscular, but they're all gorgeous as well.
Yeah, pretty so, in the face.
Matt Fraser.
Matt Fraser is both our new boyfriends.
We love him.
He's a guy. He's a guy who actually won, and probably, you know, in he doesn't look the most impressive. He's got a great body, but you know, like, he's like shorter than most of them. He's a bit dumpy.
He could pass for a regular guy.
He could pass for a total normal guy. He's got like he doesn't even have like a chiseled steroid face the way the rest of them have. Like I said to you, it looks like he's just come out of a frat party and is about to like shotgun a Bud Light.
Like big hairy chest and everything, not even like real. Yeah. See, because we sort of thought like, oh, there's going to be all these people obsessed with exercising and whatever, and they're going to have no personality. Or you know, they're not going to be likeable, but they're all really fun. Like they're all fun people. So it's a really good documentary.
It's amazing.
On Netflix. There's a couple of them actually. There's
yeah, and it's like, you know, it's easy for some fucking bullshitter like me to be like, oh yeah, fucking CrossFit and who's doing that? But it's like people here are ready of an elite fitness level all around. Like they can literally do everything. And then they make them do just horrendous sets of exercises.
It's like you watch it and you're kind of astounded at how far you can push your body. If you can like get, if you can still like be in pain basically and keep going. Like yeah. It shows you can actually do that. Like people do quite way too quickly everything, don't they?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't feel right. Or oh, people are usually generally pretty soft and they just can tear through it. And it is more of a mental game. A lot of it is like a mental thing. But
totally. I mean, it's like, you know, there's a few times I've experienced that thing of like, where you're going like, oh, I can't physically, you know, like you're lifting a thing or whatever and you're going, I cannot do another one, but it's moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it really fucking hurts and it's still moving. It's moving slow, but you can still do it. And that they're, entire fucking sport is performed in that
yeah.
little bracket.
The 10% that you, yeah. everyone else would quit.
It's not, I don't even think on. It's the 10, like,
no, it's way more than
it's
that.
Like most, remember I said to you, I heard on, it was Joe Rogan's, he was quoting someone else, he's like, most people quit at 40%.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like they start their workouts where most people would be in hospital. Do you know what I mean? Like they fucking, and it's all like so, you know, when we went down to the gym the other day and the woman's like, okay, remember that wee personal trainer type thing? She was like, right, you're going to do shoulder presses and you're going to go over to the bar. And she's like, what do you shoulder press? And I told her what I would shoulder press if I was doing like fucking sets of 8 for 3, you know what I mean? And she's like, right, do 4 sets of 12. And I, whatever weight I told her, I did the first set and I was like, see, when I said that, I meant a quarter of that.
Yeah, I can do that once or twice.
Jesus Christ. Not once yeah. or twice, but like definitely with a lot of rest where she was like, yeah, do 4 12s. And
yeah.
after the first set, I was like, I'm going to have to literally quarter the weight on each side of this. Just fucking crazy. But they're just deadlifting until they're like, how does their arse not? I mean, no wonder they all have the same physique. That's sort of like their legs are just insanely chubby because it's just the thickest thighs you've ever seen. They've got like swollen 6-pack belly.
And then big shoulders. Because shoulders are obviously...
Giant shoulders, giant neck.
Valves and everything.
And they just have those like curved backs. You know the muscle on each side of your spine where you could literally set like a fucking cucumber in that groove where your spine is? And that's just the girls.
That's your body goals, is it? Cucumber back?
Yeah.
Benedict Cucumber back?
Oh, Maury. What about your retweet?
Anyway. So that's the kind of bodies we're going to get so, right yeah, soon. So.
Like most things that we watch and we immediately are like, yeah, that's us CrossFitters now.
I actually felt tired watching it. I'm not even joking. Like I was literally like out of breath. I was like, like your height kind of holding your breath.
But it's exactly the type of bollocks that I would watch and be like, oh, I'm so into that. I'm so into doing that. But then... You know, I watched your guy Matt Fraser, our new boyfriend, and he did a couple of those, like, remember I downloaded the Tabata
mm-hmm.
timer, which is, I don't know, some form of training where it's like 20 seconds on, 10 off, 20 seconds on, 10 off, 8 times for 4 minutes. You do it in like 4 minute loops. So you set up all your big CrossFit exercises and you do it within those times. So that's what I'm going to do. How about that?
We haven't started yet, but...
I mean, I only watched the documentary. It's life changing. I'm going to go tonight. After my 9th bowl of chicken stew. And I'm gonna go to the gym. And then I'll be so sweaty and pumped up. I'll not sleep all night. But are you gonna CrossFit with me?
No, I don't think CrossFit's for me.
Mellow fit?
Yeah. More of just like a chill fit. for me.
Fit bit?
Just a bit fit, like
fit,
yeah.
Fit this, fit a pizza in your...
Yeah.
My... You're okay, because you can control your diet.
True.
I gotta be throwing out some serious, burn some serious calories.
Yeah. You gotta burn those engines out a bit.
Do you know what I'm like?
What?
Big fat seagull. You know seagulls
Jason
just...
Jason Seagull? I wish.
Jason Seagull? Jason Seagull. He is a fucking orc. No.
A big fat seagull, that's how you describe your body type?
Yeah.
Why? What?
Because they just rip through bins and just eat shite and chips and dead animals and
make too much tampons noise.
And they just
need a lot of attention.
Here.
Yeah.
Steven Seagal. Steven Seagal. That'll be me. I want to eat the chips from a bin.
Yeah, the big fat seagull, that's what I am. Just eating everything. You know, people are like, even in the wild and you catch a seagull, don't eat it. It's full of everything. It's full of turds. It's full of cigarette butts. It's full of old chips and kebab meat. And vaginas of other animals.
Oh.
That's what seagulls do. Eat things, vagina first.
Even if they don't have a vagina?
There's a lot of animals eat things asshole first.
Why?
Because it's the easy way in.
Ugh, that is so rank.
Because, you know, it's like if you had no teeth, you couldn't really, like, start an apple. What? You know, you'd just be like...
Just, start an apple?
Yeah,
you just... start this apple.
You'd just be like...
Is it, like...
On sucking around it?
The packet of, like, the side of, like, packets of things, like sauce or, like, sweets or anything that has that wee bit that you can open up first. Yeah. It's that wee easy, rip.
You get a wee claw in there and you...
That's what it is in the animal kingdom.
You open the asshole like a packet of crisps, like... And it opens up a wee bit, and then you reach your hand in and eat whatever you want. No, I promise you that's 100% true, because it's like, you know, the rest of its body, you can't, like, start eating its mouth, because it's all bones. You can't get in its belly, you know, if you're just like a, you can't get in its belly unless you're going to rip its whole belly open. So you just head around the back and be like, here's the wee entry, the wee packet of crisps opening. Tasmanian devil, asshole first, Google it.
Just, like, get the gross bit out of the way first, and then all the rest is really tasty.
I think maybe... I don't know if they eat through the turds, like, but they just rip it open.
This is making me feel so sick.
Get on in there. You know, asshole first. We went to the rugby on Friday. This is what I've learned from trying very not hard at all to try and eat well and get fit, is that when you eat well, you don't really feel much better. You just feel normal. But if you all of a sudden eat bad stuff or drink, you feel really extra bad. That's what I've noticed, because we were eating okay. And then Friday, didn't eat that much. We decided to eat some party food and have some drinks and go to the rugby. And I drank about 19 different beers. And then Begley bought a fucking Domino's, had a slice of that. Felt really sick. And basically spent the whole night trying not to barf. Didn't feel great.
It's so true, like, that you are what you eat, as they say.
Yeah.
Like, you felt really...
I felt actually like I was going to be... And I wasn't going to be sick, because I didn't eat that much, if that makes sense, but what I did eat was shit. Pure shit.
But you're so right.
And like, I drank a load of beer and I felt terrible.
People think, like, oh, I'll eat well, you're supposed to feel amazing. It's not that you're going to feel drastically different, but you just feel okay. You don't feel bad, but when you eat bad and you drink loads of stuff, you do feel bad the next day. You feel
like
crap.
A terrible heap of shit.
Yeah, like really like lethargic and a bit sick and run down.
But then why do you keep crawling back to it?
Because it's tasty mouth feels, isn't it?
But, you know, it's like... You know, Wednesday, we're here for Lavery's now, when we thought we weren't going to be. And now it's like, oh, let's drink. You know?
Well,
I might not. I literally might not. But I probably...
Well, we could drink, but, like, not eat all the shit after it.
But the thing is,
prepare some snacks.
It's only annoying because there is just shit available. Like, see if I was drunk and you brought me that fucking delicious, wholesome stew that I just ate. Oh my god, 3 boners, that's what I'd have. There's been nights like that where I've been half pished and ate things that were like normal home cooked food, and it was better than fucking any shit you would buy. It's like a mind trick. I remember going home years ago at Christmas and into the fucking someone's house, the Watson's house. Dan Watson, formerly of and Fighter and my friendship, but we were doing it in his house and ate fucking a ton of like chicken, or sorry, it was just vegetable soup basically, and it was the best thing ever. I went into my house and my granny had sent down ham and just took a knife to the ham. Ate nearly all the ham. Like, way, but like, it's.
Asshole first? Or?
Asshole first, always. I eat everything asshole first. I eat a banana's asshole. I eat a chicken's asshole.
Stop saying that now. It's enough.
What? I eat a chicken's asshole? Or is it its egg hole? I don't know. Right up the chicken's egg hole. Ugh, I thought it was going in its asshole. What was
that just proves a point though, Colin.
What was that, I like, about to show you there?
I don't know. But like, just exactly what you're saying. Like, if there's good food there to eat, that's what you'll eat. If there's bad food, everyone's going to eat bad food.
Yeah, I'm the seagull.
It's like...
It's seagull, it's not seagull.
It's just about your options, isn't it? So. You still drink, but just make sure you have like something not terrible to eat after. Already ready?
We went to the rugby.
Yeah.
And Maureen drooled over some muscly boys for a while. You're like, I can't believe they just let you walk. Just let them walk up and down the side here. That's what you said, didn't you?
I don't think so.
You're like, I'm about to go over this fence. Asshole first. You know what I'm saying?
Not that you could move. The place was packed.
Full of like absolute stereotypes that you would imagine to be at an Ulster match. Have you had your third pint? I have. Oh, thirsty, mate!
That's an actual...
Worst songs of all time. Ulster! Ulster! Who wrote that? Stand up! Blah, 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 blah. Presbyterian. Blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Ian Paisley. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know, but it's just so like... Oh, mate. You know what I'm saying? Bunch of old dolls. Scrum! Do a scrum! Like they know the players. Tommy! Do a scrum! He's a winger. Scrum! You know? Great, great quads, Tommy! Let's hit some questions, because I can't get a word in sideways with you right now.
This is what our life is like. I just let Colin talk, and then you'll go, will you let me talk too long? Because you'll always end up saying something ridiculous.
Stand up and make me coffee. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. I've done half of the questions with Mickey, so if you want to hear the other questions, go on ahead and listen to the bonus episode with Mick Bartlett. With Aaron growing a goatee, do you think he looks like Ricky Gervais?
I don't think so.
Nah. Not really.
They're vastly different bodies.
He should be... Maybe if he lost 6 stone down to the weight he should be, he wouldn't look like Ricky Gervais. But that's where we're in...
Aaron sometimes grows his like goatee out and sometimes he doesn't.
It's just... He didn't grow up a beard and shave a goatee. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, his beard grows like that.
Would you ever do a voluntary talk show if aided... If it aided aspiring filmmakers with their university courses, that's from Leo Kelly. Would you ever do a voluntary talk show if it aided aspiring... What the fuck does that mean? What's it? What does he mean, talk show? Like,
be interviewed kind of thing?
Well, yeah, probably. But if you're looking filmmaking advice, not the guy to approach.
Or maybe you are.
Why? No.
I know, but you do make things, so maybe people want to know how to make it...
But like
the way you do, which I know, maybe isn't like how everyone does it.
But like, all I have is funny and maybe quite good at editing. But like, as far as producing quality imagery, other people are better. People are better with storylines. People are better with different just direction. I have a very, you go like, oh, did Kong make that style, which isn't a traditionally good style. You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe some people want to hear about it.
Maybe. Call much advice in filmmakers. Act like you're class and just do things like you meant it. And then people go, that's amazing how you didn't bother putting any sort of coherent storyline in that. And you're like, yeah, whatever. Cut that next bit. Shut up, it's over. Are we joking there another bit? Who does the cooking and cleaning in your relationship?
Me and me.
Like, cleans the relationship or cleans the house in the relationship?
I do the bulk of the cooking because I'm just very quick at cooking.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and...
I'm more of like a making a platter of snacks kind of person and desserts.
Yeah.
Colin will make like dinners and like breakfast if it involves cooking, like hot things. And I'm more like, right, we're sitting down to watch Bake Off. Here is a platter of assorted
fruits. Now, carrying three Milky Ways things from the kitchen, I wouldn't...
Right, that's a platter, okay? Colin, if it's on a plate, it's a platter, so... cleaning? Neither of us clean, so...
No, it's a struggle for both of us.
See, it's actually not too bad. I don't mind cleaning. I'm a decent... I hate tidying up,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, I I can go in somewhere and quickly tidy it up if I have to. Whereas you're like, oh my God, what a nightmare to go in there and tidy it up.
Like, Colin be better if I went in and fold up all the clothes.
If I went in and tidied it all up, you could come in after and spray everything and wipe it.
And kind of actually tidy it. Because you'll, like, tidy the kitchen, and it is tidy, but, like, most of the things are still out.
Yeah.
Whereas I'll actually put away things, like all the sauces, and put everything away and fold everything back. You'll kind of be like, it's tidy, the dishes are washed, but everything is still out in the kitchen top. Like, all the food might still be there. So we've kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
You are good at putting away clothes, though, because it is literally my nightmare.
We're professional, busy people, so we don't really give a shit about tidiness or cleanliness, you know?
Yeah, we don't have time for that shit.
Kate's...
What?
Thoughts on Kate and Toomey and Farmer Michael.
Thoughts on them?
Yeah.
Kate and Toomey's done unbelievably well. Like, he's so popular.
People love it.
I'm still slightly baffled by how the hit rate that he gets. Like, millions. Like, he literally gets millions. So I don't understand that. But I mean, I do understand it. I understand why it's funny. But, like, it's unbelievable how many hits he gets. Like, because to me, I didn't think it was that widespread of a thing. But it obviously is.
It's like girls.
Yeah,
to be fair. That's what it is. You know what I mean? They're, young girls is a crazy market to appeal to.
Yeah. It's very... But do you know why? It's because it's not clever. It's not well produced. It's not well edited or anything like that. But it's very shareable and taggable. That's the thing. That's the reason there's so many hits. So people just tag and like, this is you and whatever. So it's very... That's just what it's like. And it is funny. There's loads of them that are really funny. But there's plenty of them I see. I'm like, what the hell? Like, this is... It's okay. But it's just okay. I don't know how it's like... It's not 2 million hits. It's just okay.
I think it's... You know, once you get... Your video's up to probably about a million. I don't think I've ever had a video with a million hits on. Mine
maybe like accumulatively over like if you added the different places around, maybe, but
different what?
Like as in the Facebook and a YouTube one and whatever, and if it's shared on different pages.
Maybe. I don't know, but I think it's fine. I mean, you can have 2 million. General views, or you can have like 100,000 actual people who know who you are and like your stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
And it can grow for as long as it takes. Like, but I don't know, the thing about Kay and Toomey and Farmer Michael and all is, it's one thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's one thing. Whereas I feel like I've fucking... I have loads of different characters that I could probably do similar things with any of the characters. Does that make sense?
And also, it's not the only thing you do, maybe, as well.
Yeah. Although your guy Farmer Michaels did a couple of stand-up shows, though, but, like, I think what you would find, I'm so bored. I think what you would find, like, people ask me to do Buy the Blender live, but I think what you would find is it's not as funny as videos. Because there's no editing involved. The videos benefit a lot from editing and the pace that it's coming at you.
Yeah.
Whereas I think, like, you know, you might go see one of those live things and be like, I don't know. But...
And the same token, like, you can imagine if you met or if Kay and Toomey did something live, it you mightn't come across that funny, possibly. I don't know, I've never met him, but, like, you know, it's that kind of thing as well. Like, he's obviously super popular just in one... place, but like really, really popular, obviously. But Maybe it won't translate. It is a crazy thing. No, it's, I mean, it's crazy that, those are the kind of things that are like...
That you can have a career.
The hit rate, yeah.
You can have a career from just doing a silly character. But it's all, you know, I feel like it's always the very generic, you know. Like, I put up that Storm thing last night and it got like 250,000 hits before the morning. And it's like, just because it's a hot topic and everyone's talking about it. But you can do that with like general things. You know, you can have videos like, oh, this is what Irish mummies are like, or this is mm-hmm. what such and such like, or like everyone has a friend who drinks too much and, you know, you're doing a fucking stupid impression of that.
Yeah.
You know, you can be very...
Me on a night out. You can me when I'm home from a night out. Me yeah. when I'm getting ready for a night out.
Expectation like versus things. Reality. Like, you can make sort of general content-y videos like that, and they do well.
But what do you think of, like, also, longevity when it comes to things like that? Like, how long do you think someone can do
that? Some people get sick of it. Some people don't.
Do you mean people get sick of watching it or doing it? Like, making them?
Watching it?
Yeah.
I mean, you could argue, what is wrong with me? You could argue the Daily Blends are the same thing over and over again, but it's reactionary and it's a different topic, so it won't be, you'll never cover the same ground. You'll never say the same shit twice. But anyway, also, who gives a fuck? They can do whatever they want. No matter what I think about them. Like.
True.
What's your favourite sketch show of all time? Mine are probably Chappelle Show. These are a strange mix of sketch show things. Chappelle Show, Chewing the Fat. Chewing the Fat's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Great sketches. Very funny. Scottish. Fucking Scotland. The Big Man. Have you ever heard that?
I don't know if I have. I don't think I've seen that much of Chewing the Fat.
What's your favourite sketch of all time? Do you have any?
I'm trying to think now.
Sorry about it.
I know you're from people.
What's the fucking hell? Right, more questions. Would you ever consider doing a Kill Tony type setup at Lavery's with you as a host alongside the General Banter Squad? Kill Tony is a podcast where the guy goes up, or no, there's a panel of comedians who are experienced, and then open micers go up and do their set, and people fucking give them really harsh feedback and slag them and stuff.
I feel like that would be very tough at Lavery's because usually everyone's pretty good.
Time to go. Please make your way to gate 11. EasyJet.
Did someone send that to you?
It was a notification from... Is it like rescheduled the flight?
Yeah.
Fuck off. No, I wouldn't really consider doing that because I feel like... You know... I feel like when you're starting stand-up, you should be allowed to just go up and do the stand-up. Like, they always do that with learner comedians, where it's like a gong show. Like, you get three, like, gongs and you're off. But people, it's fun for people to hit the fucking gong. So, people travel from everywhere to do these shows in, like, Comedy Store London. And they get the, you know, hi, I'm from Northern Ireland. See you later. Like, they'll do it for badness.
Yeah.
Just because they don't like... And it's like, just, you need... To just be able to go up and do your fucking shitty stand up for a couple of years till you have 10 minutes together.
Yeah, I feel like it might be a bit harsh.
Have you seen tough. Steve Hofstadter's YouTube series, Heckler Owned? Yeah, the guy basically is famous for like putting down hecklers.
Really?
But other than that, forgettable. Watch One Man, One Screwdriver. Have you seen that? Guy puts the fucking handle of a screwdriver down the center of his cock.
I have not, actually.
I'll put it on for you now.
Really?
This is the end. Mm-hmm. One man, one screw driver. Let me see. I might be able to just get a still for you here rather than play the video, because you will projectile vomit. It's the same dude, I think, that does one man, one jar, where the jar breaks up his asshole.
Oh my god.
Oi, there's a man with a... He's got a screwdriver in his face.
No, thank you.
Nah, they're not going to show it in Google Images, but... Some of the first viral videos... I mean, it's so funny, like... Just the... What people do as soon as stuff like that comes about. Do you know what I mean? All of a sudden, you can send videos from phone to phone. What videos do they send around? Man gets fucked by a horse. Guy's a screwdriver up his dick. Guy's a jar up his asshole.
Do you not, like, kind of wreck yourself if you put a screwdriver up your penis? No? Yeah.
It's not going to feel great. I don't know if it's like elastic.
Does it like stay that big as well?
I don't know. Just like you're pissing out of a tube.
Like a hose, like a garden hose.
Would you ever go to Japanese jiu-jitsu clubs? Probably not. Like traditional jiu-jitsu? Nah, I don't think so. Not my cup of tea. Will there be footage of last year's Ulster Hall show released? Basically, there's no sound came with it, and we're missing a card full of data, so I don't know how good it's going to be. What can we expect from the Ulster Hall? Purely stand-up? Yeah. I'm a stand-up comedian. So, yeah. Meow. Did you get a blowjob during Hurricane Ophelia? Or finger a goat? Neither.
That's two funny things to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, imagine I'd have went, yep.
Yep.
Both of them.
Same time.
Gender fluid person called out after making slip up. This guy, I basically screenshotted this, but I don't know if I'll click on these fucking links. Not safe for work video shows concert goers casually eating ass. Have you seen that?
I have not.
There was basically someone filming these people. I wonder, can I get that? Filming these ones at a concert. And the guy's lying sort of on his back, resting his, you know, like on his elbows like that. And this girl's just running around, just plopping down on people's faces. And the guy's like eating her asshole. Now, if there's ever a time that an asshole isn't in a state to be at, you know?
Yeah, that sounds like all sorts of diseases.
Hold on. Yeah, here's my stinking festival anus.
I can't even go anywhere without bringing hand sanitizer to eat with. Never mind doing that.
Yeah, Maureen likes crazy to eat hand sanitizer. It's weird. So let's play this video. But like, you know, you
but
wouldn't
why?
You wouldn't eat your fucking partner's asshole at a festival. Not safe for work video. Shows concert goers casually eating ass at EDM festival. Does the term EDM annoy you or what?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Hey, it's electronic dance music.
Just because it didn't exist in America, wasn't yeah. it?
Where's this video? Video is definitely not safe for work. Where's the video? Load. Anyway, make your way to gate 11, Maureen. This is really pushing us to get this fucking thing. I spoke with Mickey earlier about this, but there's a longer list of Japanese names that were made up.
Oh, really, is there?
There's a big long list, yeah. Nert Bissels. Yeah. Marnell Harry. Jin Jinlins. You know what I mean? Dorsey Hintline. Tons of them. Gary Bamps. Len Wobsies. Dan Boyo. Benno Rodular. Right, where's the video play? Right, ready for this? Da da da. It's the. Do you know what's actually the funniest bit? The girl reacting to it is the funniest bit. Yes, yes. Fucking use my cookies. What are you talking about? Twitter getting all sensitive over here. Of course, it's gonna take 15 years to load up because we're here. What? Listen to the girl.
What the fuck?
He's like, she's like, do you want to go eat my brine?
Oh my god!
Look at her.
That is disgusting.
And it just slaps him in the head, slaps them. Then she goes, crashes down in the dude's face again. So this guy's just chomping away at her actual dumper, like.
Okay, right, I don't understand how. Who is enjoying that?
There's another minute of this video left.
Oh my god.
She keeps going back. Look, there's her blurred out. There's one girl in front of the camera here freaking out. That is. I mean, there's times at festivals where you, like, go to the toilet and you pull your respective bits out and you're actually disgusted at yourself, how your genitals smell.
Why didn't she have even any pants on anyway?
She's at a festival. People are young and wild and free.
Why are people so stinking? Why are literally just so many people just rotten?
I don't know. Who's getting what out of that?
I don't know. That's,
she's like, there's no way she's doing that for any length of time where she's like, this is amazing. Lick my shit. And the dude, all he has now is fucking pink eye and a cold sore.
I feel like both parties there are going, this is going to impress the other person. And neither of them will enjoy it. Do you know what I mean? The guy's going, this is going to be, she's going to think I'm class. And she's probably thinking, these guys think I am wild. And I feel like that's, I don't know. That's just baffling to me.
Gross. So gross. I mean, would the fact that she was running around with no knickers on the whole time affect what state her downstairs was in?
Yeah. God knows where else she was sitting.
All right. Do you think it's actually worse that she wasn't wearing pants?
Yeah.
I was thinking if she wasn't wearing them, maybe she wouldn't have the old just clammy clam going on.
Oh, I don't think it matters. Yeah, but watch, it's just all like loose and free down there and just sitting on
grass and like fig butts and
toilets and all
toilet seats. This guy's linking her fucking dot. Jesus Christ, I'm so jealous. I'm only joking. I feel actually nauseous right now.
Nauseous. Imagine actually saying that though. You would just like, I would be like that girl just screaming like, what is actually happening here?
That Buy the Blender video is 317,000 hits on.
Ooh la la.
Did it right overnight. Yous will like this one. Paula Kelly, have a listen. I think this boy's a legend. Anne doesn't think he's funny.
Is that one of the comments?
Like, that's actually one of my... I might just write, he's funny as fuck. I love this video. Anne Norris, come on now. You have to enjoy him. He's class. Thank God I'd be hung laughing at him. Same. I have him on my page. What's that mean? So who's Anne Norris? Let's get a look at Anne Norris to see if she looks like any banter. Here. Anne doesn't think I'm funny. This thing here.
She's not exactly your demographic anyway.
Anne, I'm so upset you don't think I'm funny. She looks kind of funny. Right, let's hit these Facebook questions because I'm on my second podcast today. I'm tired. What's the best and most appropriate name for a Northern Irish hurricane / storm? Up your arma. Well, what? Please go. Time to make your way to gate 11. Are we going to try and get a refund for this? They're going to be like, no, we rescheduled it for you. That's terrible. That's like, can I get a refund? They're like, no, but here's a bag of, here's the value you paid in spuds.
No, it said that there was a rescheduled flight, or you can basically just get a refund and not get it.
What's the most appropriate name for a Northern Irish hurricane? What do you think? Hurricane Tato? Hurricane Buckfast? Hurricane Bucky? Hurricane Bastard? Hurricane Hurbag?
Yeah, it's a good one.
You fucking hurbag!
Hurricane?
Hurricane? If you look at my profile picture, you will see my daughter planking. She didn't know it at the time. It was funny as fuck. Is there a trend you followed back in the day that you're embarrassed about or thought was a joke? Fidget spinners? I don't know. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Trend? Planking? The one where people used to just pour milk over their heads was fucking retarded. Burps everywhere. That was pretty fucking stupid. Milking.
The problem with the internet now is things like that just take off so quickly now.
They take off so quickly and then are gone the next day.
And then you instantly look like an idiot for doing it. Probably.
Yeah. Oh, the ground is lava. Yeah, it was so 3 days ago, bro. Can I come and make a podcast with you, Mark Connor?
Sure, Mark.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Can you tidy up our house for us?
Come and tidy. This office is a dump. We've so much to do. We have so much things to do, Maureen.
I mean, there's a lot of junk in this office right now.
So much.
Like, already there's like a pile of shoes, a guitar, a picture of Bill Hicks, and a poster on the wall, and a just...
Dolores crazy. Gallagher. How long did it take you... That's an old school Belfast name, isn't it?
What?
Dolores Gallagher. Isn't it?
It's a good solid name, isn't it?
How long did it take you to start getting better at BJJ? Because anytime someone gets me a submission, I panic and forget how to get out. I don't know.
You always just said because you're so heavy, you were good on it immediately.
No. definitely not. It was probably half joking.
So just be heavier.
Well, you always get better at it. You know? And it does. It just takes a while for you to stop panicking. You get used to people like squeezing your neck pretty quickly. You know, whereas like I used to be super tickly in my neck, and I am not so much anymore because, if you good luck getting your fucking arms around my neck for starters, but I don't know. It just takes time. The dead giveaway is if you're the person that goes in and is getting fucking choked to death by everybody, give it enough time till a new person comes in, and then you roll with them and they can't do anything to you, and they're like, ah, so I'm not completely shite. But all you're doing with people better than you is prolonging the amount of time that it takes for them to submit you, basically. So like if I roll with like Damien or something, the coach at SBG, in the start I couldn't have touched him, or he'd have just fucking, no matter what I put near him first, I'll put my leg there, snap, put my arm in there, snap, go to do this, fall over, he's on my back, oh, choke. But now it's like you could roll for 15-20 minutes and he will get you, but it just takes 20 minutes now. So there you go.
I know, it's amazing like how
also if
just
you
can just tap longer.
Oh yeah, just, it's just time.
It's annoying, isn't it, that it just takes time to get better or something, and you can look back being like, how did it take me so long to get
it's
to
a,
here
it is
but
a look
just,
back thing
it does
it's like
it?
Doing stand-up, it's like you know, you don't really feel like an immediate jump in difference.
Yeah,
but you have to be like, how good was I 3 years ago?
And you almost need that time to go by to get you to the point where you are that good, you know. You can't, it would be no good if you just could jump to being really good, because you'd have no idea how you got there, or you've no lessons, or like, oh, do you know why this is good? Because I tried this once, and it's funny, isn't it? It's so annoying because you have to just
it comes back to the why do humans learn by fucking hurting themselves, because someone will get you in a fucking armbar or something someday, and you'll leave it in a bit too long, and you'll go and you'll tap late, and your arm will be fucking sore, and your arm clicks every time you straighten it out for the rest of your fucking life now. But
or isn't it amazing,
but you'll learn, like, maybe don't, you know, plant your arm on the ground with a person who's better than you, because they'll fucking put an arm on.
Or like you make a mistake and then you do something by accident and you go, flip, that worked. Do you ever do that? And you're like, oh my god, that actually worked really, really well. Like,
totally.
And you could have never experienced that, only you just had to be thrown into it. It's really
and
scary.
Like everybody's jiu-jitsu is their own jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying. Everyone does like their own version of something that works better for them. You know?
It's like anything. It's the, we're saying at the start, it's like the not quitting thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you can keep it anything long enough, you're going to get good. If you like it, like obviously you have to like doing it, but like if you can stick at something and you like doing it, you'll get good at it.
It's true.
Like chicken stews.
Nah, it was one shot.
One shot?
I'm like the chicken stews savant. Straight in there, first time, killing it. Only joking, we made it all the time at uni. Best recommendation for a date night in Belfast other than Lavery's Comedy Club?
Date night? Cathedral Quarter. I'll go
Filthy's
Cathedral
E-Top.
Quarter.
Cumfest 5000.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect night.
Jizz. Jizz. Go down to the fucking foyer for a pack of potato. Back upstairs. Jizz. Cathedral Quarter, if you've, whatever. Yeah, go, oh, it's a nice bar. A nice bar. Stay in the bullet, maybe. Pack a few bullets. Your butt.
Just go to like House of Zen. Is that St. Anne's Square one? Go there. Get some nice food. Drink some cocktails. Walk around to the Cathedral Quarter. All the bars, like all the ones around there. The Dirty Onions, etc. Great night.
Bone the life out of each other. My mate Carl is a farmer and does not drink tea or coffee. I'm trying to decide, do you think he's a sociopath or a psychopath? I mean, he's probably doing the right thing, not drinking caffeine.
I mean, I don't get it, but yeah.
Yeah. But that's I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
There's not. But it's a funny thing, and I know it's maybe quite an Irish thing as well. There's such a social thing in making or drinking tea and coffee that's why I don't understand when people don't drink it. It's not that I don't care that they don't consume caffeine or drinks or whatever, but it's like you miss out on the, like, let's go for a coffee or do you want a cup of tea? Like, that's...
Yeah. There's many times where, like, I've been to Belfast or something, I've had a pastime, and in no way does it bother me to, like, sit in a cafe for, like, 3 hours. It doesn't bother me at all. Sit there all fucking day. You know, with all the heroin users.
Yeah.
You know, it's grand.
So take heroin instead of coffee, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Solid advice.
Solid as a rack, right?
I love going for coffee, though, that's why.
I know. We should go for coffee right now, even though I've had 15 of them already.
I know, now we have a coffee machine, I feel like we don't go out for coffees.
When you've a coffee machine that does, like, really nice coffee, it's a gamble going somewhere.
Yeah.
Which we find a lot, like, if we make some eggs and bacon and stuff for breakfast, you can't go for a fry somewhere else, because their fries are shit. You know, even nice places, you're like, have you ever poached an egg before, you useless bitches?
Yeah.
You know? Should we... Hold on a second. Breathing. Let's see this gender fluid person slipping up. Let's get a real good trans beating going. Hold on. Let me see. This is the end. I need to stop singing that. Let me just see this transgend fight going on here. Let's see. This is our final clip. It's funny, like, anytime there's some weird, any sort of weirdness, basically. People send clips to me now, like, you'll enjoy this because you enjoy listening to mentals.
Even recognise that I'm not exactly a biological man when I am male.
Right.
And also, I just scurry into the cubicles. I'm never at the urinals, to be honest with you.
Mm. No, it's not about scaring.
Occasionally
it's about,
I am.
It's not really about scaring. It's really? More about...
Occasionally I use the urinals, but, you know, not often, because there's the old people staring at you, making sure that you're not looking at their penis, and you're just like...
Oh, you use it, but how do you do that physically?
There's a prosthetic penis that you can pee through.
Right.
Yeah.
What? So what did she slip up on?
I don't know what the slip up there is.
Well, I mean, everything she said was pretty quizzy, but, like...
So that is a girl.
She uses a fake penis.
So she's like, sometimes I fancy just taking a man piss. So I nip in here and fucking with my fake dick on.
That's fine if you're a transgender person and you want to become a man, but if she's just, like, hopping in and out between, that's kind of... That would be strange as a man, you know, if you're going to the toilet. Someone takes a fake penis out beside you.
I know, and I bet you they use the big... Like, it looks like a big, hard, black dick.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, no, this is what I pee from. And you're like, no one's peeing through that shit. That's hot. I've talked about this before. You've seen those things where people get, like... You know, they're on the fucking surgeon's bench and they're like, so we're going to pull your fanny out here and sculpt the cock out of it. What sort of penis would you like? And they're like, I don't know, like 13 inches and fucking really fat, like an arm. And they're like, no problem. And you're like, no. You get a starter penis. This is a finishing penis! Yeah, you get a starter penis. You get a small prawn with a needle hole in it. And you get the... Just do we squirt pisses out of it.
Small prawn.
You don't get to pull out like a shin. Like a person's shin amount of ka-dunk and get the piss all out of it. No, wrong. You get to walk around with a little starter penis. Fucking hell. Sometimes I just feel like pissing out of a fake dick.
That's that girl though with the like half red, half black hair. She, I don't know. She's quite strange.
You mental bastard. Anyway, let's get out of here, Maureen, because I ain't got no energy.
Do you have to keep your plastic penis in like your handbag then, just in case you want to be a man and go to the toilet in a man's
shake toilet? It off, take it over, rinse it, and then they're going to introduce a Dyson Airblade that's for drying your fake cock. And it's all fucking flying about in the wind. And then you stick it in your fucking handbag.
Call us tonight.
What the fuck are you doing over there? Sorry, I decided to be a fella today, so I've got my piss cock with me. Just drying it. Bit of hand sanitizer down the piss hole. This is the end of the podcast. It is the end, for real. I give myself an actual migraine. I screamed that hard there.
I think we're good at giving everyone a migraine.
Right. Let's get out of here. Thanks for listening. My head is aching.
You've literally gone all red.
My head's killing me. Did I just have a fucking stroke? Right. Let's get out of here, Maureen. Cheers for listening, guys. Just follow me on all my Instagrams. And
tickets on sale in the morning, eh?
Yeah, tickets are on sale Wednesday the 18th for the Limelight. Ulster Hall sold out. Scotland, we're going to add a second gig. So Glasgow people, if you didn't get a ticket the first time, you can go to the second show, but it will start at 10:30 and it'll be over at about 12:00. And of course Scotland has nothing on past 12:00. So there you go. There will be some bars open, I'm sure.
But then there'll be all the people drinking first. And then at the show, and then go home, probably.
Yeah, they'll be at the show.
No, you can go to nightclubs after, but it's not...
Fucking steamboats, hey.
Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, so... That's still not it. In Portugal, so let's...
still in Portugal, so
crank this heating up.
Let's go cry for...
Do you want us to put on our swimsuits right now and just sit in the living room?
Well, yeah, I just remember I left my swimsuit in a bag on a boat. Vietnam, because it smelled like sewage, but sure, yeah, let's make a little swim pool in the bath.
Okay, good idea.
Dive in, break our necks. This is the
end. This is the end.
Right, write this, bitch.
Goodbye.
Thank you.